All right, continuing our series of topics relating to that came up during Hurricane Sandy. So I'll try to cover a couple of different topics today. Someone asked me, I'll mention a shayla that I got both during Irene and during Sandy. A fellow, let's call him Ruvain, has a large tree on his property, and the wind blows and it knocks over the tree, and the tree lands on Shimon's property. It may land on Shimon's property, it may damage Shimon's property. Let's say it lands on Shimon's property. So Shimon says, "Hey, Ruvain, get your tree off my property." Ruvain says, "You get the tree off your property, it's on your property, but it's your tree. Who is responsible for removing the tree?" Now, most of the time, and most of the sugyas that you find in halacha that is discussed, the shaila is not about who's responsible for removing the tree, because like you have a big tree falls on your property, it's like you just won the lottery, you have all this free firewood, which was a very valuable commodity. So the question wasn't so much about who's responsible, it's about who gets to keep it, who gets to have all the wood. So I happen to have just bought a sefer last week in the Sfarim called Minchas Chen, Chelek Beis. This is Rabbi Noach Isaac Oldham from Queens, from New York Hills. He wrote a beautiful tshuva sefer. I couldn't put it down on Friday night. I was just reading through beautiful tshuvas. So I came across, he has a tshuva about this exact issue. He, B'dvar HaShelah bin Shnei Shechenim, Ruvain v'Shimon, Agarim v'Samach Zeitzel, that happens to be their names, Ruvain v'Shimon also. U'b'Shus Ruvain v'Yesh Ilan Gadol, Shanaf v'Rubim. He said a little bit of a different Shaila, not that the tree fell down, but Ruvain's tree has a lot of branches, and it keeps growing out into Shimon's property, and it's damaging Shimon's property, because the branches keep growing out into Shimon's property. So Ruvain says, if you don't like it, cut those branches. I don't care, you can trim the branches that go into your property. Shimon says, but I don't want to pay a tree guy, these guys are expensive to come and cut the branches of my property. So who's in the right? Does Ruvain have to pay for the tree guy, or does Shimon pay for the tree person? So says Rabbi Oldham, it's really a beferish sugya masechta Basra daf chaf hayam beis. The Gemara over there says, Marchikin asilan v'nabar chaf hayamos, u'becharv v'beshikman nun amat. Tanakama holds that you have to distance a tree from a bar. If your neighbor has a bar that he draws his water from in his property, and you want to plant a tree in your property, you better make sure that your tree is 25 amos away from that bar, because otherwise the roots are going to go out and they're going to damage his bar. But a b'char of a shikma, if it's a type of tree that has very, very long roots, then nun amos. Then you have to be marchik 50 amos. That's the Tanakhama. That it is you, the Bali Ilan, it is your problem to make sure that your tree doesn't damage somebody else. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afal pisha barko demes li Ilan lo yikos. Rabbi Yossi says, now, even if the bar was there first, and you planted that tree right up on the border, knowing full well that the roots of this tree can go and could damage the bar, doesn't matter. Zechover b'toch shalom, v'zenoteh b'toch shalom. You have every right to plant a tree in your property, just like he has every right to dig a bar in his property. Not your problem, it's his problem. So how do we paskin in this case? So in Choshem Mishpatzim, Kofnun Hei, Sif Lamed Beis, Shulchanoch paskins, like Rabbi Yossi, that you have the right to plant a tree in your property, and apparently the reason is that since the nezek is created from the roots or the branches that come la'achar zman, at the time you're planting the tree, at the time you're doing your maisa, you're not being mazik anything, so therefore you're not considered a mazik when you plant your tree. It's not even a mazik begrama. Even that, it's not. It's not even considered begrama, and it's mutter for everyone to do what they do in their property. You're not a mazik at all. And that's what the Rambam writes. Perek Yud Ches Vilcha Shechenim, Halacha Zayin. Misha ha'ilo bar b'toch sadehu, u'ba chaveru v'nata ilan b'toch sadehu, korv l'bar chaveru, ein bal ha'bar yachal la'akev lav lomer la'arei shashe ilan nechasam l'bar shali. The bal ha'bar can't say, sorry, your tree is coming into my property. Shezen nezek ha'ba me'elav hu la'achar zman. It's nezek that came on its own without any mice of the bali ilan at some time later. At the time that he planted it, he wasn't a mazik, and therefore he's completely potter. So it seems very clear, it's an open and shut case, right? That's straight from this sugya. If you pass on like Rabbi Yossi, even if the roots of the tree are considered your mamon, and they are being mazik, but it's not even a grama, they're being mazik much later on. So Rabbi Yossi's mechadish, that since you're allowed to plant that tree, you don't have to worry about what the tree is going to do on its own. So is the nizik allowed to chop down the branches? Absolutely. That's a chiddush that the Gemara has, that the nizik is allowed to, they're coming into his property, he's allowed to chop down the branches, cut the roots that encroach on his property. Yes, he's allowed to do that. And he's allowed to keep the branches, that's fine. But it is his responsibility to do it. You can't be mechayev the Bali Ilan as a mazik. Yeah.
Is it changing? It goes from Shusiyachet to
Shusiyachet. Oh, very good. So he says Rabbi Eldad, Ulam Nachutz Lada'as to Kol Zehu Ach BeGavneb KiBenidon Didon Shanaf Mazikim LiYachid. That's only if it goes and the branches are being mazik yachid. Avolim anfei ilan notum l'rishus rab mazikim l'bnei rishus rab malideishem afriim anafim l'holchei regel alechas. Let's say your tree blocks off the road, blocks off the sidewalk, blocks off the road, like we've had a lot of trees like that from this hurricane. So then, b'kei agavna chayiv bal ha'ilon l'tapel b'kitzitzas ha'anafim l'shalim kol ha'otzos. Then it's the Bali Ilan's responsibility. And he says this is based on the Sugyam of Bashad of Samach Amir Aleph. There are Yana Chiev Bali Ilan Liktos as enough of Kashar Ezekiel ibn Rosh Hashram. The Gemara says this explicitly in the Gemara of Basra that he required someone who owned a tree that was encroaching on the Rosh Hashram to cut down the tree. Clear chilik between a rabbin and a yachid. I was thinking not only if it actually encroaches in the Rosh Hashram, what if it's damaging public property? What if it knocks down a power line that feeds the whole community? So maybe or it's in the way of fixing a power line. So maybe it should be your responsibility. Now, when it comes to the power lines, there's a din of the Malchus. I mean, when you're dealing with a community that's not exclusively Jewish, and power companies that are not exclusively Jewish. So when it comes to Bein Yisrael La'akum, we're governed by Dinim of Dinim de Malchusa. So let's say if your neighbor that your tree fell on is a non-Jew, so or his tree fell on your property and he's a non-Jew, probably would follow Dinim de Malchusa, which I believe the Dinim de Malchusa over here conforms to the halacha anyhow. I think the Dinim de Malchusa is that if it's on your property, even though it was your neighbor's tree, fell on your property, you're responsible for the tree removal of your own property. He is not responsible to move it, but only the part that's actually on your property, not the part that's not actually on your property. So that's what seems to be the halacha in this case. That you're allowed to keep the wood, but you're not, but you also pay for the removal. Then Rabbi Elvan goes on to quote a Chupas Marsham, he quotes a Mara Panam of the Yerushalmi. Mikola Poske Mashma, Deloka Gos Maimis Zel Shono, Delo Amur Rabbi Yossi Moda Ela Begiri Delay, Bechain Nira Damu. I'm getting a little off topic over here. There's Agos Memonios that quotes from a Ritzbah that Rabbi Yossi doesn't always say Al Nizik Laharchikas Atzmo. Gosmaimonia says you shouldn't be medayek that no matter what you do in your chatzer and no matter what kind of mazik it's going to cause later on, that you don't have to worry about that. You do have to worry about it. It's dafka by a tree, because a tree is necessary for yishuv. That's a normal thing to have shade in your yard, to have a tree. That's a normal thing. So this is a machlokas rishonim, whether that in fact is the case or not. But as far as a tree is concerned, it does seem to be fairly clear that when it comes to the case of the tree, that the person who's the nizik is the one who's responsible. The person whose yard it ended up in is the one who's responsible to do the tree removal. Okay, we'll stop there. Tomorrow maybe we'll do some other hurricane questions.
Let's say guys, unfortunately,